ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuations from Haiti ramping up as gang violence only gets worse in Port-au-Prince. The State Department trying to get more than 1,000 Americans out of the country.
The U.S. government using helicopters and chartered planes to evacuate citizens. Experts warn of a looming humanitarian crisis. With ports closed, they say food could run out in just 2 weeks.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is today playing without his longtime close friend and interpreter, who's usually beside him in the dugout. The interpreter fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers for allegedly stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, when asked about it, would only say,
"Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry."
Police in Idaho are still looking for an alleged white supremacist prison inmate, Skylar Mead, who was able to escape yesterday with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News. You may not know his name, but you have almost certainly seen his face and you'd know his voice. Actor M. Emmett Walsh, who has over 200 credits to his name, has died at the age of 88.
The ham-faced, heavy-set Walsh often played good old boys with bad intentions, like the crooked Texas private detective in the Coen brothers' first film, the 1984 neo-noir Blood Simple. He played a prostate-examining doctor in the 1985 Chevy Chase movie, Fletch.
Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Walsh is in director Mario Van Peebles' Western Outlaw Posse, released this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And things might get a little toasty in the Olympic Village in Paris this summer. Officials say in an effort to cut carbon footprints for the game, there won't be any air conditioning in the Olympic Village. Instead, they're hoping an underground cooling system based on water will help keep the temperature in the athletes' rooms below 79 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official has been found guilty of election fraud when she used fake names to get multiple military absentee ballots. A jury found Kimberly Zabata guilty on Wednesday. They rejected claims by her attorney that she's a whistleblower exposing gaps in the state's voting system. She was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could go to prison for up to 5 years. Wisconsin is set to get new electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Evers signed a duo of bills making it easier for gas stations to open the charging stations and sending nearly $80 million federal dollars to help build them. The funding is designed to build vehicle chargers that can fully charge a car in less than an hour. The funding will support building 65 charging stations across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Celtics beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Boston Celtics controlled the game and held out to the end to beat the Bucks last night in Boston, 122-19. Doc Rivers says the game had some teaching moments.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight with turnovers, offensive rebounds, bad possessions. But all of those are great things for us, like to watch film and to learn and get better. So this is a really good learning opportunity for us. This is the way I look at it.
Tonight, the Bucks host the Nets. NCAA tournament. The Badgers are in Brooklyn to face James Madison University tomorrow night. Tip off at 8:40. It's been 2 years since the Badgers got into the tournament when Chucky Hepburn suffered a serious injury to his left ankle in that game against Iowa State.
Yeah, that was definitely hard. You know, going out like that and not being able to fight out there with my brothers, you know, definitely tough. But we hope to make a long run in this tournament. So, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get our bodies right.
That's the Badgers' Chucky Hepburn. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day. Friday, today cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the old brick gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm calmed down now.
Yeah. Well, I think we need some coffee because it's our 100th episode. We got to celebrate. Hey. Need some coffee. Coffee.
We got to get that guy out of here.
He's
creepy.
He is creepy. Yep.
Yeah.
It's cloudy, 23 degrees, yeah. Highs in the mid-upper 30s. There's snow on the way tonight. Snow all night long.
Stop
maybe
it.
5 or 6 inches of snow by tomorrow.
Might not be able to make it in tomorrow.
Well, really?
We'll have to do our show from our homes.
Our remote studios.
That's what I'm thinking. Hey. In just a moment, we're going to have a story on Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden. But first, Gordy, you have very important information for us this morning.
I do. 7 minutes past the hour. It is time to get into our Ride Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest right now, okay? This is how it works. You get the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it right now. Put it on your phone. It's free. Doesn't have any pop-ups on it. It's very easy to use. And then you're going to want to text to get into this contest, okay? We're giving away...
Text only.
That's right. This is statewide. Chula Vista, we're giving away overnight stays, 4 per day on this contest. And then you're also entered into the grand prize contest, which includes a couple of bikes, also some outdoor patio furniture, some really nice appliances, and that'll be going on as we continue through the contest this week and next. So here is this hour. By the way, we're doing this at 7 a.m., 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
So are you coming in to give these?
No.
Okay.
There's different words for each of those hours. And by the way, when I give you the word, okay, get on your Civic Media app.
Yep,
and then, you're not eligible.
It.
Sorry. Okay. But you got to do it before 8 o'clock, okay, to get into this hour's word thing.
All right.
Okay. So this word is, this is the key word for this hour, Wisconsin. Okay, you think you can remember that? It's a memory
Wisconsin.
Thing, too.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the text word, for the key word for this 7 o'clock hour. So get on the Civic Media app, enter the contest. And who knows, you could be a winner, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay, now on my way in, I was listening to a rerun of Pete Schwabe. Right? And he was talking about the new James Bond.
Yeah, I heard him talking about
I didn't even know that they selected the new James Bond. You'd think that would be like a headline in all the national newspapers.
You would think. But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Why wasn't it? I thought they killed off the last James
Bond.
They did.
Now, according to Schwabe, they're not even going to use the 007.
Really? They're going to call him something else?
Anymore. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to call him. 008.
No.
Who knows what they're going to call him? But the actor is Aaron Taylor Johnson. English actor. English actor. Of course, you know, they use English actors for American actors in our movies nowadays, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like it. They've taken over. It's like American actors, you know, they can't really do the job. If you have an English accent, you can sound like an American. You got the job.
Okay.
So anyway, Aaron
you don't like this guy.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's got a beard. He can't have a beard. James Bond doesn't have a beard. He's a dashing, debonair kind of guy.
You're right.
All right. So anyway, but he is also in a movie called Kraven the Hunter. Now, Kraven the Hunter, if you're into comic books at all, he's a villain in the Spider-Man comics. Okay. And he's a big villain in that comic book. But now, Kraven the Hunter is going to be an independent movie. No Spider-Man, no other superheroes. It's the origin of Kraven the Hunter, which was always a very weak kind of super villain, I thought, for a Spider-Man comic.
So he's going to be James Bond in one movie, and at the same time, he's going to be a villain in the other movie?
A super villain, right.
Boy.
Yes.
How's he going to be able to do that?
Don't know.
He's an actor. He can do it.
No, that's right. He's an English actor. He can do it. Definitely do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for him.
So just to let you know, a little entertainment news there.
Thanks for sharing. I know you're all into the comic book thing and all that stuff.
I am. I just love comic books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we get to Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden, I want to just mention what Trump had tweeted. This is just fun stuff.
Okay.
He wrote this. Nobody ever heard of anything like this before. We're talking about his court case and having to pay so much money, and now he doesn't have the money anymore.
Yeah,
he was a billionaire.
Yeah, me too.
He's asking for $5, $10 donations.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scraping
stuff.
A barrel.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote this. Nobody has ever heard of anything like this before. I would be forced to mortgage or sell great assets, perhaps at fire sale prices. And if and when I win the appeal, they would be gone forever. So he can't get them back. If he sells them now, he can't get them back, even though he probably will not win those appeals. But dream on.
Again. I thought he had billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Suddenly he's out of money now?
Yes.
Because of the big the $400 million judgment against him? They were threatening to take Trump Tower back?
He's
to
trying
seize
to make up that money now by suing ABC News.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
George Stephanopoulos?
Yes, because he said that Trump had raped
Well, that's what the judge
a woman,
said.
And the judge said that it is essentially rape, but in technically, rape has to be done with the genitalia and nothing else. Your hands, nope. So it's really an assault, basically.
Okay.
But anyway, they're thinking that they can get a judge to say yeah, and then have this major fine that'll pay for his other court case.
No,
I'm assuming this is his plan anyway.
That's not going to happen.
All right, so let's get on to closer to home topics.
All right.
And Tom Tiffany is one of the worst legislators ever we had in this state. He really wanted to destroy our environment. You know, we have great outdoor entertainment in this state. People like to hunt and fish.
Sure.
And they like to enjoy the water parks.
It's a huge
and
tourist.
Water.
Yeah. Tourist area.
Tourism.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to rip up the ground and just, you know, start over, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Tiffany now is against a certain bill. This is just an amazing thing.
Okay.
And the tweet was, Representative Tiffany.
Yeah.
You want to explain this, and here it is. He's one of nine House Republicans who voted against a resolution condemning Russia for the abduction of Ukrainian children.
He voted against this.
Against it. Condemning the abduction of children in Ukraine.
That's unexplainable.
He signed on to that. You know, the other people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Annie Biggs, you know.
Yeah.
And Chip Roy, they all signed on to this too. But Tom Tiffany, we'd like to know the reason why, Tom.
Yeah.
That is just outrageous. What the hell? You know, I know they hate Ukraine and they want Ukraine to go down and become, you know, part of Russia. I know that. I get that. I know that the Republicans are on that. Wait, sorry. Megas are on that side. Republicans don't exist anymore.
Mm.
But this is just, you know, over the top stuff. And I hope that the voters realize this when he's up for election.
Why have the Megas gone totally in on Russia with Putin and everybody? I mean, they just, you know, they went over. A lot of them went over for a visit a couple of years ago, a few years back. And they're all in. They're completely all in. Don't want to support Ukraine. Don't want to support democracy. None of that.
Yeah.
MAGAs have just, they're all on board.
One of the craziest stories is Ron Johnson, and we've got that coming up in just a few moments. But let's get to Derek Van Orden, man. This guy, Mr. Macho, the manly man.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's comparing selling food to China.
Okay.
Like it was selling food to Nazi Germany in 1938. We have a cut right here, 5:56. Let's listen to this. This is Derek Van Orden.
Do you think the United States of America should be feeding Nazi Germany in 1938 before their invasion of Poland in 1939? Should we be providing them with food and aid?
Bringing it up to, you want to talk about China today on that? Or?
Well,
you want to talk about Nazi
Germany?
I want to highlight
the fact that right now we are essentially feeding Nazi Germany in 1938. And do you think that's an appropriate use of American resources?
My God.
Would it have been then, and is it now with China? Because that's where we're at with China. We're in 1938.
They
haven't invaded Poland yet, but it's on the horizon.
I want to sell as much as we can. We know the demand for protein around the world is continuing to grow at a rapid rate, whether it's India, China, or throughout the developing world in Africa and the Middle East. The reality is we are the best suited to meet that demand. We're not going to maintain that competitive edge unless we start protecting our own intellectual property.
Mr. Tom, I understand my time has expired. I just want to tell you that if I had the choice to sell food and give aid to Hitler in 1938, I would not have done so.
There you go. Mm. You know, I think his time has expired in the Congress. Just a guess. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this person?
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's a head scratcher, if anything. And what a weird comparison as well. And, you know, let's starve people first because it's just like feeding Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Okay, so we have Tom Tiffany refusing to condemn Russia abducting Ukrainian children, Ron Johnson knowingly pushing Russian propaganda, which we're going to get to in a few moments, and now Derek Van Orden wants to keep food away from China by comparing it to Nazi Germany. Got it. This is Wisconsin for you.
My head is spinning.
This is what we've sent to the Congress.
Yes. It is 7:17, and coming up shortly, we're going to have our guest, Nick Ramos. He's with the Wisconsin Democratic campaign. He's the executive director, and he'll be joining us shortly. We invite your phone calls, 608-879-8255, 608-879-8255. And once again, we're going to remind you that the text word for our ride into spring, the word this hour is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, okay? Use your Civic Media app, text in, and you're entered.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Jot it down.
Okay.
I'm not qualified, though.
No, you can't do that.
All right.
18 pass.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM from the capital city, Madison, broadcasting live from State Street, a couple of blocks from the Capitol. That's Moonrays, is that Moonrays?
That's Apache.
Apache, okay. Apache. Okay. All right.
It's 23 degrees, highs today in the mid-30s, yeah, upper 30s.
And we've got bad weather coming up. And
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Brittany Merlot is with us right now,
yeah,
if you're watching the TV screen.
If you're watching
on Facebook. Good morning.
Someplace.
Good morning, Brittany. Everybody's running around getting crazy. People are going to the grocery store or in for a blizzard tonight.
Right. I mean,
late night blizzard overnight tonight and into tomorrow. What,
lines? Lines at the gas station. It's, it's
people
crazy.
Are buying bread and cereal.
Oh my! Come on, Wisconsin. We've been through this before.
Well, how much snow are we? They're talking 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah,
is that overnight tonight, or is that all day tomorrow, or what's the? Tell us. Give us the
help us
the,
out.
The view.
Okay. All right. So those details. All right. Here we go. We've got a winter weather forecast or winter weather advisory that's in effect starting at 1 a.m. and it goes to 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, the snow could start to fly around after sunset, mainly after 10 o'clock. It'll be light, spotty snow showers. No big accumulations expected tonight. So you're fine today to get all your errands done or whatever you need to do to prep for this. But tomorrow morning. The morning commute is going to be rough. We're going to see rates coming down, snowfall rates of a half an inch to an inch per hour.
Oh, no.
And that's going to be, mainly between 3 and 8 a.m. Those are not good times.
No. Wow. That's not a good time.
That's when we're driving. Oh, no. No,
yes.
Brittany. Is this going to be a heavy, wet snow?
You know it is.
Or lighter fluff? Okay.
Really?
Is no, you're not that lucky.
That was my question. Are we going to have warmer temperatures, and is it going to be a wet snow? Because it's hard on the snowblowers.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So the warmth is going to stay down into Illinois, it looks like. So they're going to have more of the ice and the rain. Mm-hmm. Well, for the southern half of Wisconsin, we're definitely getting hit with a heavier snowfall. Now, a recent model run just started to move the heaviest snowfall right along the border and kind of took it away from Madison, but it kept it into Milwaukee area. So we'll see. This storm has been all over the place. It has been giving forecasters headaches.
Oh boy.
But I will say, I'd be on the lookout for 3 to 7.
Do you have a
3 to 7?
I have a headache. I got my sleeves rolled up. I'm trying to battle Mother Nature right now.
three to seven inches or 3 to 7 at
feet.
Feet. No.
Do you want
feet,
3 to 7 feet?
No.
About 3 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 3 to 7 inches? I missed that. I was
3 to 7 inches.
Yes.
All right.
So,
yes.
Oh boy.
So, what is the predicted high temperature then?
Predicted high temperature, yes, honestly, is going to stay right at 34, maybe 35.
It's going to be wet snow then. All right. Okay. All right.
So, and then the weekend, I mean, is this all happening tomorrow, and then everything, we're all clear for Saturday, Sunday?
The weekend's going to be all cleared up, right? And nothing's ever going to happen again.
Right, then we're going to return to the 80s. Joking.
All right.
I wish. Yeah. Okay. I wish.
Are you saying we're going to get snow again on, like, the weekend?
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, basically. You get a little break on Saturday to clear the driveway, take a little breather, and then by Sunday, you're not going to want to be on those roads. Heavy-hitting snowfall on Sunday will flip over to a wintry mix, creating ice accumulations.
Oh.
And then behind that, rain. Heavy rain. So at least we don't have to shovel that one, I don't think.
You think so? Maybe not, because it'll rain, right? And warmer temperatures are coming back in again.
Sounds like a mess. All right, Brittany.
Sounds like some flooding kind of potentially. Yeah. So, but yuck.
Flooding? Oh, gee. Okay. It just gets worse.
All at once. Mother Nature.
Yeah. This is terrible.
Well, winter's, I guess, making a return here as we get into spring. But, Brittany, thank you very much. Batten down the hatches. I'm sure you're going to be very busy the next couple of days. But we appreciate
you. If you need anything, reach out.
We will definitely do that.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Stay safe, you guys. Have fun in the snow, though.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Brittany. Appreciate it.
You're the one who's going to get all the snow way up there north. Yeah, don't you?
I would take it. Okay. Yeah, the next one, Sunday, is going to be my storm.
All right. Look forward to that.
We appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Brittany. Okay.
You too.
All right. That doesn't
sound good.
No, it sounds terrible.
Filled with
terrible. We'd just stay home.
I know. Yeah, we might have to tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, bad news from Ron Johnson. Whoa.
What's the matter with Ron?
Regular Twitter Xer Jules, who oftentimes, you know, mentions a lot of state news here.
Yeah.
Mentioned this. Even within certain Democratic circles, Senator Ron Johnson being a willful asset of Russia to amplify and push its disinformation was just too wild or out there to consider. Well, not anymore, folks. This sworn testimony by a Giuliani friend, Lev Parnas.
Mm-hmm. I remember
him. Now, you know, I heard a cut yesterday on the Devils, and it's devastating stuff. And I'm going to play that cut. He was talking to the Democratic leaders who were interviewing him. Parnas singled out Ron Johnson and Pete Sessions for doing Russia's bidding with him. I have another cut, too, but it's 5:53. Let's listen to Lev Parnas on this.
To start trying to push narratives that were not validated. We had no way to validate them. Basically, a letter would come over from somebody in Ukraine. I'd hand it over to John Solomon. Next thing you knew, he was on Fox TV 2 hours later with Sean Hannity.
Weren't media groups skeptical of your claims?
Most media groups, I'd probably say all, except for Fox and a few other right-wing media groups, didn't want to take any of the information. And that aggravated Rudy Giuliani and John Solomon and other players. And the main group that was being pushed through was Fox, Sean Hannity, and some other media personnel over there. But then there was also other people that were doing the bidding for the Russian people in Congress, like Senator Ron Johnson, like Congressman Pete Sessions that sits here right now, that was with me from the very beginning on this journey into finding up digging dirt on Joe Biden.
But now he said a few other things, and I found this clip. I thought this was really, really, really good. 5:54, please.
Okay.
Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby Vladimir Putin. Because the team's investigations were centered around Biden and Ukraine, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued.
Listen to this.
That is how I know with certainty that these Biden stories are untrue then and are untrue now. Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative.
They knew it.
The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep. That's it.
It's all right there.
They knew that they were pushing a false narrative. You don't need it any clearer than that.
No.
Okay? This is the guy who did this research for Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
He knew all of this stuff, and he knew who was pushing what. And now Ron Johnson has a lot of splaining to do.
He always has a lot of splaining to do, but now, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
He's got
that's
more splaining to do.
All he does is splain. Well, this time now he's going to have a tap dance and some splaining to do at the very same time.
Okay.
All right.
We'll keep an eye on
this is a big story. This is blowing up, and this is going to blow up in Johnson's face.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. It is 7:28 coming up. We've got news, we've got weather, we've got Pam Yonke with the Agricultural Report, and right around the corner here, we'll have the Wisconsin Democratic Campaign Executive Director, Nick Ramos, coming up.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
A coincidence on the calendar driving up prices for lambs and goats this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for Thursday, and I've got details on that next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Easter is just around the corner, and while many of us will enjoy that Easter ham, people with cultural and religious celebrations planned will focus on lamb and goat meat. That's according to Abdullah Husseini. He's a commodities broker with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. And he said another coincidence this year is that Easter will overlap with Ramadan. He explains why that's critical.
What's a bit different this year is Easter is coming up right in the middle of Ramadan. So Ramadan is also a market for increased lamb sales. That market also enjoys lamb significantly. And they're also in that lightweight of 60 to 80 pound animals. So we're seeing two different holidays coming into the mix. I've been seeing higher prices on those light lambs. Market lambs are trading around that 170 or so range. And the light lambs are gonna fluctuate from that $2 to $3 range.
Abdullah Husseini, who's a commodities broker with the Equity Livestock Sales Association, he said for those people that prefer to have lamb or goat meat featured during their high holiday celebrations, secure your supply now.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the calendar is also causing some adjustments with February milk production. Here in Wisconsin, during February, we produced 2.56 billion pounds of milk. At first blush, it looks like that's a 4% increase compared to a year ago. But if you factor in the leap year influence, our milk production was only up about 1%. Average number of milk cows in Wisconsin during the month of February, 1.27 million head, unchanged from last month and unchanged from February a year ago. There's a quick snapshot on what's happening in food news on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Mm-hmm.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day Friday. Today, cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's House of Excuses. The next time you need a good excuse for being late to work or forgetting your spouse's birthday, just call the House of Excuses. We guarantee that we'll come up with a good excuse for you on the spot. Our guarantee is simple. If we don't come up with a good excuse for you, we promise to give you a good excuse for not coming up with one.
There we go. And we need an excuse. There we go. This is Mad Radio, WMDX, and the John and Gordy Show. And now I want to ask you, Sam, do we take this call first before we get to our special guest this morning?
I don't know who it is, but sure.
All right, let's take this call. We don't know who it is, but you have a comment about what we have been talking about so far.
Oh, yeah. This is just more of a... you know, word salads they come up with when they got nothing.
Yeah.
Another example yesterday was this nonsense about impeachment. I mean, how much longer do we have to go through that?
Right.
You know, I heard, too, that Parnas accused Giuliani of buying really cheap vodka, too, on top of everything else. But,
well, that's inexcusable, by the way.
Really.
Right.
That's too far.
Right. But... I mean, this nonsense yesterday with the impeachment.
Yeah.
It just, I couldn't believe some of the stuff they were coming up with again. Same old, and there's nothing there. Just absolutely nothing.
Well, I think the Democrats definitely made a point that there was nothing there. I've got a few tracks, by the way, if we have time, I'll play them. But yeah, it was such a disaster for them that they actually made a case against Trump at this point. So, it went backwards for them.
They've got nothing, and they don't have any votes either.
All right.
Not enough, anyway.
Hey, All right. Thanks for giving us a call. We've got our special guest here, Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
That's right.
Hey, welcome to the studio.
We appreciate you coming in.
Man, let me tell you, fellas, first-time caller, long-time listener, big fan, and, you know, this has got to be the earliest I've been up in Madison, and I've been a Madisonian since September 1st, 2023. So
wow.
The fact that you guys were able to twist my arms and get me up this early, it is a testament to the fact that I'm a big fan. So
we're going to make this an enjoyable experience for you by talking about redistricting. This has really hit the fan. And, I know that you're big on the redistricting problem that we have in this state.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about Governor Evers avoiding the Supreme Court decision on, you know, what maps they were going to use instead of bypassing it and just having his maps approved? Does that not delay the process? Does that not delay what we want? The point we're trying to make, right, is to redo how those maps are drawn every 10 years. Not just this time, but in the future, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's a good question. And honestly, I think in this entire process, we got to see the legislature, because the legislature is the one body that is, you know, has the authority to create the bills, to draw the maps, to get us what we're going to be voting for our legislature. But the problem is, because they're the same body that gerrymandered the hell out of this state they have decided that they've wanted to railroad all types of crazy nonsense bills. And so it's why we've gotten to this point where we had to have litigation. We had to have the Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. And I know that there was a lot of camps that wanted the Supreme Court to make the decision on, you know, picking a map. But legal calculus wise, like, you know, and I'm an attorney, and I was working with a lot of attorneys going through this entire process, and I work with the Fair Maps Coalition as a part of the Democracy Campaign. Mm-hmm. And a court imposed map provides a lot of different legal risks versus a map that is voted on in the legislature, signed by the governor. And so I just think at the end of the day, it made a lot more sense to be able to bring fairer maps through legislation than allowing it to just be the opportunity that there could be a SCOTUS challenge down the line with the Supreme Court, you know, leaving the case open. And then there's potential that there could be a challenge by, you know, Will or by, you know, the speaker. And then we could then have, you know, our entire election be thrown into chaos, into limbo. And so I wanted to make sure, and the Fair Maps Coalition wanted to make sure, that we were going to do everything in our power to bring fair maps to Wisconsin. And Governor and the Fair Maps Coalition and Law Forward, we brought it home.
All right. Now, you're talking about possibly somewhere along the way here, devising a way to come up with fair maps without going through the legislature. The legislature basically giving up their job to put those maps together and giving it to an independent source?
Man, you know,
is that what we're looking at or trying to get to?
I'm going to tell you something, man. If I got, you know, if this was Aladdin and I got a magic lamp and I got three wishes, I would sit here and I would use one of those wishes on that goal because because I mean, the legislature has proven in this entire process, and for the last 13 years, that they don't give a damn about us in this. I mean, like, when I got this job 6 months ago, guys. All right, and right off the rip, what did we see happen in the last 4 months? We saw the Iowa redistricting bill that they threw out there, and they were like, okay. Do we get a chance in the assembly to even have a public hearing on this thing? No, they just voted on it, and then so my group, you know, Democracy Campaign within the Fair Maps Coalition, we held a public telling because we're pissed off. We're like, why can't the people be invited to be able to give you guys some testimony like any other bill?
Exactly.
And then what ended up happening right after that? A day later, the Senate then put out a notice and said, hey, we're going to do a public notice, and we're going to give you guys an opportunity to do give testimony. It was the first hearing on a redistricting bill in 13 years.
Wow, it's hard to even imagine that the Senate did that.
Holy cow, because we're over here putting their feet to the fire because people are fed up. And so, like, we got that opportunity. And then, you know, they tried to railroad that through to try and get in front of the Supreme Court before they could make a decision. Mm-hmm. And so it's just at this point, honestly, like, the North Star for us is let's take it out of the legislature's hands. Again, everybody, it makes more sense to have a nonpartisan entity be able to go in, draw the maps, and then let's allow for Wisconsin voices to be actually heard. Because at the end of the day, we've seen it. It's beyond me to think that, like, everybody knows that Wisconsin's had the most gerrymandered maps in the entire country. Mm-hmm. And it's
really? Did everybody know that? They pretended like they weren't the most gerrymandered maps. They're still, you know, they're still thinking that they weren't.
No, and it's crazy because, I mean, there's like emails that were pulled at open record requests that literally show them being like, oh, well, let's look at Brown Deer. Yes. Let's look at some of these cities, how we want to carve them up. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, it would be very nice to be able to find get a piece of legislation across the finish line that creates a nonpartisan registering process, and then in the next couple cycles, get a constitutional amendment, enshrine it, and then let's be done with it. Let's quit the rabbit hole of this partisan gerrymander once and for all, and then let's start thinking about actually giving a damn about the Wisconsin people so that future generations don't have to deal with this problem.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's the executive director. If you'd like to chime in, our number is 608-879-8255. 8255. Nick, I want to ask you about implementation of these maps. Where does it go from here? How does that happen?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, the big thing was, and the court in Clark v. Wisconsin Election Commission set a deadline, for like March 15th-ish, because, you know, in candidates want to start collecting signatures for the fall, so they can be on the ballots. And so I think soon we're going to be finding out, you know, some questions as far as I know that the governor asked the Supreme Court specifically about what are we going to do with special elections? What are we going to do with recalls? Because there was some ambiguity as far as whether or not the implementation of the governor's maps would be applicable into those situations. And so right now we're kind of in a limbo state, and we're going to get more clarity on that those two particular situations, because we know that Senator Lena Taylor is going to be a judge, it looks like. And then we know that there's a potential recall effort for Speaker Robin Voss at this moment.
But that's in front of the Supreme Court right now, though.
Correct.
Redistricting
Correct.
Lines and what will be in effect and what won't be. And Robin Voss is trying to get that determined so, you know, that he's kind of safe. That was the negotiation.
Yeah.
Will that negotiation hold up in front of the Supreme Court at this point?
Well, I mean,
and that's what we're looking at.
That's that, again. Right. We're all kind of wondering and speculating at this moment in time. But I mean, we'll see. I think the Supreme Court has proven that it is very capable and very able to move very quickly and make decisions very quickly. And so, you know, I've got a lot of faith in them. And again, I mean, it was a landmark decision to be able to show us that, it seems very, everybody knows that our maps are very gerrymandered. So, you know, it's a slam dunk, but I'm glad that they were able to come out and in very clear and concise terms and be able to do it in a way that I thought was going to preserve any federal challenges. So, like, again, in this situation, I think we're going to be good. And going forward, in the fall, when the maps do get implemented, we have a large scale effort that we are coordinating right now in the lead up to November to ensure that voters across the entire state are aware of the implications of these maps, not only the changes of districts but the opportunities that these maps present for folks, that the fact that you're going to get an opportunity at looking at a more balanced legislature in a way that you haven't in years in
the
state.
Well, let's hope anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in theory. And yeah. I mean, look, it creates more competitive districts, and it gives opportunities for public policy that has been sitting on the shelf and been living to die for years.
I know.
And we're going to be educating folks all across the state about this one shot. And I'm going to tell you, if you got a shot at the king, you best not miss. So guess what? You need to go vote not only in April, but you need to go vote in November. You guys know it's a presidential election out there, right?
Yeah.
So just because, you know, we're voting for president, that's important. But you need to go out there and vote like your life matters, because guess what? We're getting new voting maps, and they're going to be more fair than we've been privy to for the last 13, 14 years now.
You would think that even conservative voters would be, you know, just tired of being encased, as I say on the show often, encased in amber for the last 13, 14 years, ever since Scott Walker came in. We have not progressed. We have actually gone backwards, and we've preserved all of these bills that could happen and are just laying dormant someplace, and we really have to kind of change things around, and it's going to at least maybe take a couple of elections, but we've got to start in this election in November. We've got to make some change there and maybe even tilt the scale, at least maybe in the Assembly or the Senate, one of those, but we've got to really kind of work on this.
I mean, as the executive director of the Democracy Campaign, my biggest thing is that, you know, no matter what, we want to make sure voter turnout is high, and we want to make sure that folks, no matter what your party affiliation is, that you are out there and you are voting and that you are participating, because this is a historic moment in Wisconsin, and you cannot let it just flee. Like, we need to make sure that at this moment, the legislature is going to, like, if you look at the maps, it looks like for all intents and purposes, it will most likely shift in a way that is going to be very radical for what it has been. I mean, we've been looking at a supermajority and a majority in both chambers. And now we're looking at Now it's going to be way, way more closer to 50-50 than it, and it hasn't been that way in years.
Well, one of the interesting things, you know, over time now is that the Republicans haven't had to listen to anybody. They've had the meetings, they've had the public sessions, but they've always, and in these sessions, the opposition is always like 99% of the people who show up.
Oh, you don't get to tell me.
They ignore them. And so maybe that can change finally, and the people will get what they want.
Well, I mean, and don't you think, too, at the end of the day, that any conversation shouldn't just be one-sided? Don't you think that?
Exactly, right? You'd think that would work.
Well,
all right, we're gonna take a break here.
Yeah, we're talking with Nick Ramos. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, can you hang around a few more minutes?
For you boys, man, I'll be here all morning.
All right. See?
More coming
up. A little caffeine.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Oh, check it out. Yeah.
Hey. Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin, live from State Street, and our special guest...
Nick Ramos.
Yay!
We got it right.
That's right.
There was a debate. Was it Ramos? Was it Ramos? We got
two M's, it's Ramos.
You guys, man. I you know what? It's funny because I feel like, you know, I grew up in a black household, and I think in the Hispanic and the Latinx community, I feel like they just look down on me because it is pronounced Ramos. Yeah. But, you know, growing up, we always called me, everybody called me Ramos. So that's just what it is.
All right. Well, we'll just bring you back down to earth here. Mr. Ramos.
Ramos.
All right. You animals. Okay, go on.
Nick, tell us a little bit about your organization, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Yeah. So the organization was created in 1995. My God, I can't believe that's 29 years ago. It was created to track the money in politics. God.
Okay.
You would think, Citizens United wasn't a thing back in 1995, although money in politics has always been a problem.
It has.
Over time... we've evolved, but you know, we are our unique niche in the state of Wisconsin is the fact that we house we house a database, the only database that not only tracks campaign spending for all the statewide races in Wisconsin. But we track the outside groups that are spending money in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so, not only that, so we advocate for campaign finance reform. We have been, you know, we were talking about maps in the beginning of the call, and, you know, we have been in the front lines for in the fight to end partisan, well, not partisan gerrymandering, we're in the fight to end gerrymandering once and for all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the word democracy, I mean, it's in the middle of our name, and democracy is such a big word. And we have been fighting for a variety of different pro-democracy initiatives and legislation. So I'm out there lobbying a ton. I'm out there working on a lot of different legislation and programming and events. You know, I'm a grassroots leader. My predecessors, you know, Matt was extremely, you know, he was prolific with the pen. I mean, he was a great writer, a great, you know, speaker. Mike McCabe, I mean, prolific as far as, you know, the money in politics part.
Absolutely,
Gail,
yep.
You know, Gail Shea, like she, again, the founder of this thing, thinking about, you know, she was the big wonk, you know, thinking about, you know, all these numbers and stuff. And so, you know, my tenure as the Democracy Campaign's executive director, I'm that guy that's the rebel rouser. I'm the guy at Dead Poet Society getting on top of the table, yelling, you know, I'm over here like, all right, we're going into war, guys. Like, who's coming with me? And so, you know, I like to think about, like, just bringing more grassroots activism and getting the people involved and educating folks about what's happening out here in Madison, because those decisions that they're making on your behalf every day, it does impact your life, and you should give a damn, because they are out here acting like they got your permission to do whatever the hell they want. And you know what? They're doing it behind closed doors, and they act like they just don't answer to anybody.
Well, Republicans for so many years have been telling everybody in the state that this is the way it is. It can't get any better. You know, just struggle paycheck to paycheck, work real hard, maybe you'll get ahead. But this is the way it is, and we can't expand government because, well, obviously that's somehow bad. We don't know, but we want to give the taxpayers' money back to the people who pay the taxes, to the wealthy, so that they can even improve their lives even more, but not ours.
Yikes.
Again, taxes should go to us, help us get ahead as well as the people who benefit from the system all along. And by the way, Matt Rothschild is one of our people here at the station that'll be filling in for us when we're gone on vacation.
Hell yeah. And Matt, if you're listening, man, I hope you're seeing all the birds, big dog, man. I'm thinking about you all the time, man. And hey, we're taking down the Death Star every day because of you and Mike and Gail, man. So, you know, keep relaxing.
Okay.
Now let's talk about Citizens United. You brought it up here. And, you know, that was a major decision brought about simply by Hillary the movie. You know, all it was, you know, it was a movie coming out around the election time, and it seemed like that was really wrong and you couldn't really do that. And then the Supreme Court said, you know, instead of just making a decision about the movie, why don't you come back with a broader argument? And then it had something to do with just money being free speech. And that's how it all happened. And now we're sitting here with, well, they thought that money never corrupted anything. You know, how could these justices exist?
Oh,
you know, from the old saying, money corrupts. I mean, seriously, did they not ever hear of that before?
Man, that's just, that feels so naive.
Yes, it does. It does. And they acted like that. So now we're sitting here and we're trying, you know, inanimate object, a printed piece of paper. It's something you can get at a debit machine. And that's freedom. That's where it's all at, right? Money. So it's wrong. It just seems wrong.
Nick, we got a text in here. Yes. I quickly get into this. Does your guest think that the redistricting will help get out voters who previously hadn't voted? So funny because they know that their vote wouldn't count because of gerrymandering. Yes. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, wow. I mean, Lee,
that might be a good angle.
No,
by the way.
No, and that's, again, appreciate you taking the time to text. Yes, and that's like us trying to make sure to thread the needle. I mean, we have to do our job and be able to tie redistricting, because again, talking about gerrymandering, talking about maps, I mean, if I walk into a community center and just talk about maps, people are going to boo the hell out of me. So I got to be able to do my part as a credible messenger and be able to show people, you know, the logical lines about why the maps are integral to the public policy issues that people care about. And it's all tied together. Maps are the key to all the different things that I feel like, you know, you could point to whatever interest. I mean, hell, we were just looking at, I was reading an article about the trains that, you know, the high-speed rail trains that Governor Walker chose not to take, and then they're in right now in Africa being used.
Yes.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
That would have been nice for Wisconsin. Now, you know, you got to, if you want to ride them, you got to buy a ticket and fly to Africa. So,
Nick, we are all out of time.
Damn.
We want to thank you for coming in. Come in again, okay?
Please.
Love to chat with you some more.
Let's keep talking.
And if people want to find out more about Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, how do they do that?
Hey, you guys can follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. We're Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You can also check us out online. If you just go on the internet, WISDC.org. It has been a treat, a pleasure. I'd wake up early anytime for you fellas.
All right. Fantastic.
Great Nick Ramos here. Thank you for being with us. That's going to do it for John and Gordy for this Thursday morning. We hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be here bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. We hope you'll join us then. So long.
Bye-bye now.
Gordy, good morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. Protect your home from power surges with the Square D Whole Home Surge Protector. This compact and affordable surge protector is compatible with all load center brands and protects your home's entire electrical system, including your major appliances. Save big on surge protectors at Menards, and don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho are still on the lookout for a white supremacist prison inmate and his accomplice who fled after